This has been our relationship with ego since the dawn of time. We have misperceived ourselves as adversary to it. Why? Simply because we have forgotten. How is it meant to serve us, our well-being, our creativity, our evolutionary survival, and ultimately our thrival? Without this precious and primary understanding, we have no compass and we have no map. This book is unlike so many, many other conversations about ego, historic and current. It begins with the premise, the knowing, that ego has a vibrant and essential role. It recognizes and it respects this, expanding many of the previously held notions of what ego is. This book is analogous to the removal of the invisible glass dividing wall. It opens up vast new territory. It reinflates our recognition of the scope of what ego is and what its purpose is. As we begin to decode this, remembering that what we have temporarily forgotten, we will behold a glistening new opportunity. Naturally, we will open ourselves to a glorious new era of co-creation with, rather than war against, ego. Let's lay down our arms. The war, the illusion of duality is now over. This is the new paradigm of the ego and the soul. Who's the captain of this ship? Firstly, what is this ship? Let's begin with staging a metaphor for our journey of exploration together. Let's imagine that planet Earth and its human and non-human inhabitants are this ship. The ship is a vessel for a journey through space and time and beyond. Buckminster Fuller, one of the most luminary visionaries to grace our human family with his presence, referred to our planetary home as Spaceship Earth. Each of us knows this journey as our life, and together, jointly, we share the journey of humanity. With this metaphor in place, who is the captain of this ship? Is it God? If so, which religion's God? Is it intellect? If so, according to which predominant paradigm, worldview, creed, or ideology? Darwinian evolution, Christian creation, scientific Big Bang, or who is the captain of this Earth-space-time ship? Who, what, is running our show individually and collectively? Do we have a destination clearly identified? Do we have a compass and a map? Or are we flailing in the high seas, frolicking and sunning on the good days, and holding on for dear life on the turbulent days? Perhaps it is time we identify this. Now let's together build our ship of hope. First, we'll shine the light of consciousness like a flashlight gently into a once dark closet, revealing with poignant honesty our current state. Then we'll outline our liberation tool, our effective, inclusive, simple map to freedom. With this map, we will gracefully bring an end to our perception of duality, the original seed of suffering, and thus will restore our natural state of oneness.